When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Ah, can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
As we said, a lot of great football last week right here at FIU at Pitbull Stadium. One of the most exciting games, I'd have to say, was the 4A state championship game between American Heritage and Orlando Jones. And back and forth, just a lot of talent and probably the marquee player in the game, as he has been for the last 4 years. For the Patriots is Byron Lewis, University of Florida signee. He's kind enough to join us this evening. Byron, thanks so much for taking the time, and congratulations. That was a very entertaining game.
Thank you.
Obviously, this has been a great career for you, and certainly, you know, starting it off and, you know, working with Mark Fletcher Jr., who is just outstanding and a great role model for yourself. But let's talk about this year. I mean, you picked it up. This was not an easy year from a lot of standpoints. Obviously, this is a team that had a lot of setbacks as far as, you know, with Mark Sr. passing, which was the week of the St. Thomas game, and you guys came up with a huge win. Talk about all the emotions this year, because even though you guys cashed in and won it all on last Friday night, there was a lot of things going on in between the outside the lines as well. Talk about how the team came together in the adversity this year.
I mean, honestly, you know, I would like to say that American Heritage is built off of adversity. You know, we're built off of grit. You know, we're built off of heart. You know, I feel as if, you know, it wasn't just, you know, the passing of Big Mark, you know, God rest his soul, you know, but, you know, throughout my 4 years at American Heritage, it's been a lot. You know, we've overcome a lot, you know, losing in the third round of the playoffs, you know, losing in the state championship and losing in the fourth round. You know, we battled a lot, and you know, it starts at the head. It starts with Coach Mike Smith and him telling us, you know, we just got to keep moving forward. We just got to keep pushing and find our why and plan for Big Mark, plan for Dia, plan for all of those guys, all of the fallen soldiers, all of the guys that didn't win a state championship. You know, that's who he was playing for. So yeah, American Heritage is built off of grit. American Heritage is built off of adversity. You know,
yeah,
and
I agree.
And yes, sir.
Yeah, but you take a look too at right down to the final game. I mean, nothing was ever going to be given to you. Had to earn it. Obviously, Orlando Jones, as a lot of people said, they got a lot of athletes as well. But you went into battle with a kid like Malachi Toney, who, you know, maybe he played quarterback back in the day, but he hasn't played it in a while. And over the last couple of weeks, he's kind of lifted you up. Talk about him, because, I mean, he must be fun to play with. You know, I mean, certainly because all the things he does. What was it like to have him in the huddle? Not listening to what Dia Bell was saying, but telling everybody what to do.
I mean, Mally, he's a leader. You know, Mally's a leader. I'm a leader. Dia's a leader. You know, with him stepping up and, you know, taking control, you know, everybody just, you know, got in line, and we all just listened, because we all had one goal. We all want to win. So, you know, with Mally taking control, it wasn't no drop off. It was the same offense. It was the same flow, because he knows how to lead. Everybody knows how to lead. It just was a matter of whoever had the ball in their hands. It just honestly just going out to go make a play. So, you know, playing with Mally, having Mally at quarterback, you know, it was just a blessing. you know, to experience that, because he took a lot of the weight off of my shoulders with his ability of running the ball, and then he showed off his passing ability going 15 for 15, you know, throughout the game. Yeah. So he just did what he had to do, and it was a blessing, yeah, you know, being next to him.
No doubt. Byron Lewis joins us. He is going to be graduating pretty soon. And I'll tell you what, he leaves quite a legacy as he heads to the University of Florida. And you take a look at this game, and I mean, you knew that some point you're going to have to take this game and this team, put on your shoulders. You did. Huge runs throughout the day. Talk about that, because, you know, you're a very quiet guy. You don't talk a lot about what you do, but certainly you've lifted this team this year as much as anybody in your leadership. And talk about that, because leadership is not often easy, Byron. It's something, you know, that you have to kind of have a feel for, and certainly the younger players on your team look up to you, not only as a player, but as somebody who can guide them, you know, in and out of the classroom. Talk about that leadership quality that you kind of grabbed this year.
I mean, it wasn't just this year. I feel as if, you know, with me being a leader, I've been groomed into it since I was in the ninth grade. And, you know, Coach Mike telling me that I'm not average. I can't do what the average person do. I can't say, I can't act the way the average person acts. You know, the way I carry myself around the school, the way I carry myself off campus, the way I carry myself on the field, you know, he always told me that I got eyes on me, and I got to be my best me at all times. And, you know, with it being my senior year, I embraced it. And I shined whenever it was my time to shine. And, you know, I did what I had to do on the field and off the field in the classroom. I handled up. I did what I had to do. And now I'm starting to reap the benefits of all of those things that I've been groomed since I was in the ninth grade.
No doubt. And I know that you and Coach Smith had a special bond. I kind of captured that last week when you guys weren't looking. I took a picture of you guys hugging, and certainly that probably was a defining picture for the respect you have for one another. Byron, I can't thank you enough for joining us. Congratulations on everything that's come your way and that will be coming your way when you get to Gainesville. We'll always be rooting for you. You're one of the good guys.
Thank you so much. Go Gators.
Good stuff. Byron Lewis ends.
It's James Kell from the Sleeper King Football Podcast. In fantasy football, sleepers can win you championships, and that's why I am here. Every episode is just 15 to 20 minutes long, every Tuesday through Friday. Subscribe to the Sleeper King Podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your pods.